way, happy Tuesday to all who celebrated Hank fans and family.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
It's that kind of enthusiasm that we need.
America.
Amen. Fifth day of the eighth month of 2025. 217 in, 148 left to go. 27 days until Labor Day proper, 87 until Halloween, although the spirits have started moving in. I think that last wave of Joann Fabrics closings opened the door, the gateway to more spirit Halloweens. Fall falls in 50 days. Today, otherwise known as National Oyster Day. Two types of people in this world, those that like them, those that don't. I've only had the fried variety, and that was enough experimentation for me. But do they flow?
Will it flow?
I think by design they don't. That's kind of International Traffic Light Day, and which are just the most aggravating things to be at like 4:30 in the morning, because there's nobody there, and you just wait. Some good me time. And it's National Underwear Day. It evidently deserves, every day should be, but it's summertime. There you go. On this date in history, 1861, the federal government levies an income tax for the very, very first time. Yay.
Yay.
On this date in 1891, American Express issues their first ever traveler's checks. They're everywhere you want to be. 1909, the first corporation tax was passed by the U.S. Congress. Boy, we're doing some tax things on this date in history. It is Traffic Light Day because the first traffic lights were installed on this date in 1914, when there was nobody at the intersections. It was on this date in baseball and broadcast history, 1921, KDKA of Pittsburgh broadcast the first ever baseball game over the radio. The Pirates beat the Phillies 8-5. We'll send you to your Texas Rangers, who performed some late-inning heroics against the Yankees last night. We'll send you to them coming up on the show. 1926, Harry Houdini, almost 100 years ago. Harry Houdini stays in a sealed tank underwater 91 minutes before escaping.
Will it blow?
He was kind of doing that before anybody, wasn't he? He was kind of the original, hey, TikTok challenge guy. Harry Houdini. And you saw how that ended. 1957, American Bandstand debuts on ABC. On this date in 1980, the Osmonds disband.
It was a security problem.
That's right, Donnie. Marie just got too wild. On this date the next year, 1981, Ronald Reagan fires about 12,000 striking air traffic controllers. 1989, the world's largest hamburger, weighing 5,520 pounds, was served at the Outagamie County Fair in Seymour, Wisconsin.
Will it blow?
Predates the show, but good question. On this date in 2001, the cable network Odyssey was renamed the Hallmark Channel. Happy birthday, Hallmark Channel. I guess. It would have been. We lost him back in 2009. The Voice is birthday. Not the show, but the great Vern Gosden. And it would have been her 80th today. Lonnie Anderson, who we lost over the weekend, would have been 80 today. Lonnie Anderson. Elsewhere in country music land, she's a Quebecer, Canadian, and we love her. Terry Clark, very cool. Terry Clark today is 57. 64 today, the awesome fiddle player Mark O'Connor. Elsewhere, Superman director James Gunn's 59, Patrick Ewing 63, and the Osmonds may have broke up on this day. I mean, they're still brother sister.
It was a security problem.
I think that's the legend. Marcia from the Brady Bunch is 69 today. Maureen McCormick. No relation to formerly on this show. Elsewhere, my cousin Nathan, happy birthday today. Michael Hall and the great Donovan, happy birthday. There you go.
It's KB and Heather Lee.